You know, it used to be before social media, you kick people out of church. You know, the Judases would get the boot. They'd go out from us. That was it. But now they can linger online. And now they can keep trying to attack and draw people away online. It's interesting that when they do that, the people, it's like all the trash just kind of funnels together over in their comment section. But look, that's why I don't pay any attention to any of that. I don't pay any attention to any of these stupid videos these trash channels make. You know, someone was telling me the other day, hey, you know they made one about you? No, I didn't, because I don't pay attention to trash channels, because I'm too busy trying to do the work of God to sit around and worry about what some clown is doing online. I already know what that person is. They've already been booted from a church. They've already exposed themselves to be a Judas. They were exposed themselves to be trash. What? It's like, you know what the equivalent of watching those channels is like? It's, why don't you just go to a dumpster and flip it open on a hot day and just go, that's what it's like when you're watching these channels, reading all the comments, mixing it up there with them. It's like going and just taking a big whiff of hot trash. I don't know about you, but I've got better things to do is sit around and sniff trash. You know, I've got seed to sow. You know, it's actually going to bring forth fruit. It's called soul winning. I've got actual work to do called preaching. You know, I've got actual spiritual things. And guess what? So do you. So let the trash just rot. That's what I say. You know, God will empty that can once and for all. So they're on their way out.